All right, hold on, shut up, shut up, shut up. All right, we're good. It's just things that we could sync up the audio to.
Clap sync.
Yeah, you get it. Let me just move this.
Okay, three trans women got beat in the streets like 2 days ago.
So three of them?
We're eating nacho fries.
One, three trans women were assaulted in the streets. One of them got their shit rocked.
That's crazy.
Hello there.
Don't do it.
My name is Nigerian.
I just got hit, okay? I was struck in the face by a Mexican male.
Don't mansplain me.
I'm Axel.
I'll mansplain all I want. Thank you very much.
I'm Axel.
I'm your mom.
Oh.
You're not hot, though, so fuck.
Your mom ain't hot.
You're calling your mom hot?
He's talking to you.
I don't know about
dumbass.
That.
Dumbass. You talked last, and he said, I'm your mom.
No, I wasn't...
No,
directing at someone.
No.
Oh, well,
it was general.
Well, then it could be anyone's mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the Homeroom Podcast.
Ooh. I'm Braden. I'm probably this is my first time.
Second time. First time because I don't think the first time we're gonna. No, we did publish it. No,
we did.
We did.
That was the first.
Nope.
No, it was the one on Google Meets. Remember?
It's the second time.
It's the third time. I think it's been posted. Zero times.
I don't know, I guess it's my first real post. I need to look back. Maybe we did post one.
First real post. I don't know. First real post. And then my boy Jarrett to the right of me.
Three trans women, right?
My name is Anjirin. I've been here every time, I think.
Why does it always start with trans women?
It doesn't always start with trans women.
I mean, just every conversation.
We got Scarlett, that's it.
Oh, that's fucked
up. It's just because as soon as I heard the news, I'm like, damn, I don't want to talk about it at all.
No, I'm going to wait.
That's an interesting topic.
Yeah, keep looking at that. I'm like, my thing isn't picking up.
Wait, what's an interesting topic?
You remember. You see what happened, right?
You're not even speaking into the mic.
Where's the mic?
Okay, I was explaining this to you earlier.
Do you
see the wire is?
No.
It's okay.
No.
Wait, so is this better? Oh, it's way better. Okay, can we just reset?
Shut up.
We haven't done anything, though.
It doesn't matter. We don't care.
We don't care. It's okay.
Okay.
It's not a big thing. It's not like it took us 3 minutes.
You don't have to clap to it again, dude.
Can we just restate our names so we can edit from this point?
Okay.
Nigerian.
Okay.
I'm Axel.
I'm your mom, and...
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I couldn't tell. I'm Braden. I'm new here. Not really. I made three, but... They never post mine.
Fuck this guy.
They never post mine because I guess I'm just white. It's racist. It's
this is the Homeroom Podcast.
Whatever. It's whatever.
Thank you.
We're eating right now.
Jarrett, but you know it's whatever.
And I'm Nigerian because I've been in everyone, so I'm better than Ben.
Hi, Gilda.
Yeah, it's almost like anyone asked, almost not quite.
So, right? Whatever he was saying, right?
Three trans women got assaulted. One got rocked.
Is this a real story?
This is a real story. This just happened 2 nights ago.
One got robbed, and the other one got rocked.
Wait, what happened?
Okay, just a bunch of guys are standing on a block, maybe 6 guys. And it was like maybe 2 guys antagonizing these trans women. These females.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You'd have to say
I don't
have to say trans women.
I don't know. That's why. All right. So these guys walk up to them.
I'll put my mic lower.
And they're just antagonizing them. The video was shot. They're so stupid. And then... They just like steal some lady's purse and then they punched another girl in the face.
Nice.
Knocked out cold on the floor. It's crazy.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
I wouldn't say all 6 of them were fucking up.
No, they weren't, but they weren't stopping
it.
That's why they didn't do nothing. They were laughing. So that's why everyone's like, we'll get all of these men.
Okay. Let's say politically correct.
Even the trans ones?
No.
I kid. It's all a joke.
I'm going to tell you a story. Alright. This is when I was at Fountain Valley. Alright. And. I don't know if I can tell this story.
Is there a trans woman getting beat up?
No. Because it's. There was a couple of kids that were on the spectrum, as we would say, and they were in special education classes.
Before you continue, you said Fountain Valley. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's strong. Okay. I mean, it happened. Like, it's not like it's an organization. They're not going to sue us. Like, it's Fountain Valley. It's where I went to high school. Anyways, and one of them was trying to date the other one. And the other one didn't want anything to do with it. And it was a boy against a girl. and the girl was saucing this kid up, like just smacking him up, and we were like, what do we do? Like, do we interfere, or is that messed up? Like, it was when we were sophomores. We were really dumb.
Smacking him up?
Smacking him up.
Ooh.
Like, she was giving him that, like, you know, as Jorge Maslow, the three-piece in the soda. She was smoking him, right? And and we were like, oh, man, should we, like, get in the middle of it, or should we wait for supervision? Because sometimes if you get in the middle of it, you get in trouble.
So, Rory's mom just walked into the room, so we had to stop the conversation, but where I cut it should be where Brayden starts again. Sorry if it's a little fucked up. We're trying. Thank you.
That was crazy.
Whatever in gay anal
Anyways,
sex.
Where was it? Oh, yeah. Okay, wait. And so we finally go like intervene because there's no supervision around. And sorry.
Bless you.
Thank you. And when we do intervene, as we're going and as we're like pushing this girl off him, this dude swings a monster hook. Like, literally, if we wouldn't have intervened, that girl would have been in the nether realm. Like, she was done. It was, she got it was up. Like, probably, I would say, and I'm not even over-exaggerating, like, 6 to 7 inches from just death. Like, just a monster, like, everything he had into it, hook. And we're like, oh, shit, like, that could have been real bad. Real bad. And that was just the wildest shit.
I saw a lot of fights. A lot of them.
Every time, bro. Every time he does that.
That's 3 times.
He's 3 for 3 right now.
So, you know how... Okay.
He was the other one. One of them.
Yeah.
All right, so he's 2 for 2. He's 1 for 1.
You know how Fallon has the skateboard lockers, right?
Yeah.
Well, one high school that I didn't go, but my homies went and everything, and I always went and saw them. So, it was right next to the office, right? Mm-hmm. And people would always be jacking boards from the skateboard lockers. Yeah. And... Next thing you know, the next day or the day after, they'll be like, hey, it's my fucking board right there.
It's all size?
And then they'll be like, oh, shoot. I don't know. I must have got it mixed up or something.
Bro, your dog keeps looking like my Gooch area menu. Continue.
And then, boom, right there. They would just be throwing hits, just swinging right in front of the office, just over some fucking boards. Like, shit was fucking crazy.
Huh?
You're talking about fights and shit.
You're talking about fights.
The only fight I've ever been with is with my cousin.
No.
At a quince.
We're not talking about, like... Okay, I guess we could talk about that. Yeah, we could talk about it. We were talking about fights you witnessed, but that's an interesting topic.
Oh.
Fights
I witnessed someone get, like, body, like, thrown over the shoulder. Boom. Spine cracked on the sidewalk.
I've never seen an actual fight, but I remember seeing a fight almost happen. It was probably last year. Some kid jumped up the stairs, and then another kid came after him. And that was like... Huh?
Sorry, fuck.
That was there's like a whole crowd of people, and then there's
supervision. We need to cut that part out.
No, it's okay. First names are okay.
I know who that. I know who that was. I was there. I jumped.
That was almost a fight.
I jumped the wall. To go? No, not to go. I jumped the wall to try and break it up.
Wait, what?
Okay, I can't get into it because there's actual like legal stuff that I can't talk about.
Wasn't that one part in the comments, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
It was right after. Okay, listen. It's funny. It was right after one kid got jumped. That we were friends with.
Oh.
Outside of school. I'm not going to name names. The other kid, who's like best homies, like their brothers, you know, was like, yeah, that's not okay. Like, I'm going to go sauce this guy up, right? And the dude walked past our group as we're sitting there and was like, hey, yo, like, fuck you. Like, you ain't shit to my other friend who wanted to beat this guy. He was like, what did you say to me? Say it in my face. Say it in my face right now. And he's like walking after him. He's like, get the fuck out of my face. Swings on the dude. So he chases him up. And me and this other kid... just bolt, and I swear it was the most athletic thing I've done. I hopped the first wall like that, second wall like that, and went to go break it up. And as I'm doing that, I feel one of the supervision guys, who was also a coach, like his forearm just goes straight in my throat, and he's like pulling me back because he thinks, and like I could see it, that he thinks I'm just sprinting to go beat this guy's ass. When I was just like, no, we're not gonna get a fight. I was like, bro, I'm trying to break it up. He's like, I don't believe you. And it was literally, and then one of the guys threw a punch and actually hit the, like, supervision guy.
Oh, that's what they fucked
up,
yeah.
On accident. And he's like, hey, what the, I'm trying to break it up, what the fuck are you hitting me for? And it was just wild. And it was, like, in the middle of a ping pong tournament, I'm pretty sure. It was like, I don't remember the ping pong tournament.
I think y'all tripping.
It wasn't happening then, but they had been setting it up. So there was, I think it was, it happened at break, not lunch. So they were like, the ping pong tables were there, but they weren't playing.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I don't remember them being set up.
Because I remember you couldn't, there was only a certain area because you couldn't go past it because there was a ping pong table. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, there's been, I've been in like, not been, but like witness fights where like, okay, the best example was I was at a camp, right? A church camp. This is a different one. Or different moment in the camp that you know that I talk about. It's a...
Homie's getting baptized for real.
I don't know. Every fucking cabin in the camp had like a little clan of this and that. There was like a bunch of cabins, all different people in it. Our cabin was like the closest because we're all from the same city. We all, you know, we all had the same type of situations. And
you have a fort.
And then there was like four clans, and they were like, they were like fucking colors, right? And I don't know. There was like this little water game or some shit, and then some tall white boy, like
that's right.
fucking socks. You got against one tall white boys, huh? Socks one of my friends and like I don't know, it was like a little game where they were on tarp and it had water and soap, right? So it was very slippery and you're supposed to hit people with like
pool noodles?
The pool noodles, right? Or something like that and popping balloons on them. And I don't know, there was a little altercation with this white boy, my friend, and next you know the fucking swinging starts, right?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what happened, but then all of a sudden, because I had already turned around, I was like, fuck, I'm not participating in this. I was just me and my friend. And then we turn around, and there's just a big fucking crowd. We're like, oh, shit. we knew it was us. So it went, and then we see the one who got swung at and was fighting with the white boy, and then our other friend. But, like, they both looked very fucking pissed. I'm like, oh, shit. The homies just had fucking beef.
Yeah,
looked like they were both fucking mad at each other. It looked like everybody was trying to break them up, right? Yeah. One of our cabin guys, he ripped them apart. And then we realized, like, oh shit, they're trying to fight with this guy. And it was like, that was one of the bigger fights of the camp. But there was a bunch of fights going on, like, at nighttime and stuff like that. But that was, like, a big one that just happened.
You ever got honest? Honest right now, you don't have to name names or nothing.
Yeah.
We could all speak honestly. You ever got knocked out?
No.
I've been dropped.
Yes, I mean.
I haven't been knocked out.
I mean, where you lose the fight. Like.
Yeah. Most definitely.
What's going on?
I lost a fight to my bike, like, 2 weeks ago.
That's crazy.
Knocked me cold.
Oh, yeah. He
kicked his ass.
He had a fight with the ground, dude. He lost.
You should use
the ground. The ground was messing that guy up.
I don't know. The bike doesn't work to this day, so I think I won.
What's up?
Your face doesn't work to this day, bro.
Your face don't work to this day.
Bro, I'm chilling.
You ain't chilling.
I'm chilling.
Hey, Axel. Hey, Axel lost the fight to his fucking body. Oh, for my cider.
My cider.
Oh,
yeah, that was funny.
I've been knocked out cold.
Like outside of football?
Yeah.
Knocked out.
How often do you get knocked out in football?
I don't think I've ever been knocked out. I've been like, I've blacked out before. Like like where you go unconscious and you wake up like right away. There's like a brief second where you're just out and then you wake up. Knocked out, I feel like has to be like where you're out for at least like 30 seconds.
Fucking limp.
So like you skip like 3 seconds in time.
The craziest shit about this one was like, I got so. It was my fault. I thought I was tougher than I really was. And I tried to mess with a kid that was older than me. And underestimated him like hell. This dude threw maybe the biggest overhand right I've ever seen in my life. And I didn't see it coming at all. Caught me right on the chin.
Damn.
And I was limp. Like, just dead, basically. I was dead. Yeah. I died. Went to heaven. Probably hell, actually. But, you know, it's whatever. And no, I was done. But I remember when I hit, we were fighting on the grass out by the back. Have you ever been to Pound Bank?
Yes.
Yeah, a few times.
You know the back grass field?
Yes.
We were fighting out there.
Mm. Pound Valley's huge.
I know, it is pretty big.
Our school
is. To be fair, I don't think it's as much. Is it still recording?
Yeah. You're good. Yeah,
they're just all a little delayed.
I don't think it's as much big as just like OB small.
Yeah, our school is tiny. Every other school
district. I think Marina's pretty fucking huge.
Marina is pretty fucking big.
I think
Huntington Beach.
Westminster's
also pretty Marina.
Big. Westminster's pretty big.
Westminster? Yeah, I guess.
I'd say it's a medium size. Newport is
I think
fucking
like,
big school.
2,000 to 3,000 is a good size for a high school.
Newport Harbor. We went there for band.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
2,000 to 3,000 is what I would consider a normal high school. Ours, we have like 1,000 people, but Fountain Valley is just huge. Fountain Valley has 6,000 people now.
That's what you are. That's where it shows.
Yeah. All right. So I get knocked out, right? I get hit, and I fall back, and I remember. I remember hitting my head on the ground, waking up, and then you hit it a second time, and then going back to sleep. And I woke up, and my friends were like, "Yo, you good, homie? You good?" And I was like, "Bro, what happened?" And he's like, "You got sauced up." And I was like, "No." And he's like, yeah, he caught you. And there was like a video. Luckily for me, one, nobody was there, and two, only one person got a video, and he was my homie. So he didn't spread it, but that would have been embarrassed. I got embarrassed. Like, I got messed up. And I had a bruise on my chin.
You were a sophomore?
I was a freshman.
When I got dropped, I actually got saved by a crackhead. That was the funniest.
Damn. Well, lucky for me, I didn't get, park. Like, the dude didn't ground and pound me. He knew I was out, and he was just like, yeah.
Another fight with my friend and some other little some fucking kid, you know, acting fucking smart and shit. And we're going, and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 we're running. And then, oh, shit, it became a fucking pretty big thing. All of a sudden, this big motherfucker gets me, right?
Big ounce.
He fucking throws me. He grabs me by my shoulders, fucking boom, throws me. And the side of my face hits this metal door for a bathroom.
Yeah, you're done.
Boom. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I just, boom.
Will my legs stop working?
Yeah, dude, it's a weird, you know that feeling with like your brain shakes inside your head?
Yeah, and you feel like you're good, but your body's like, you're going down.
I was like that, and then I was just like getting kicked and shit, and then, you know, the fight continued, and then, so fucking crackhead, dude, he was going off, dude, he was going crazy, he was like, fuck, hitting his head and shit, like, fucker, and he was like, you know, he's schizophrenic and shit.
He was back in Nam.
Dude, he's going, dude, everybody's like, oh, dude, we can't beat up a crackhead for no reason right now, and it kind of like just died down.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was after I left one of the schools I was at, right? And this wasn't a fight. It was just like body blows, you know. But it was like just a sparring match, you know, between two of my friends. Yeah. And they were in the backfield of the school I was at. They were going at it, boom, 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 boom. Butchin, you know, whatever his first name was, we just called him Butchin because he had a butchin. We just hear in the video.
Ben Affleck.
Peter Griffin.
Fuck, what was it?
No,
it was a ball. Give him the boom! And you just hear boom! You just hear the hit.
The thud.
And then, fucking the other kid, he gets fucking, he's on the ground, right? And then the video gets closer and closer to him, and he's fucking shaking. And he had a seizure.
Oh, you mean the one where they're like knocked out and they get all stiff and they're like.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
Dude, I was like, it wasn't even like a fight, it was just between two friends. But like, and that was embarrassing. No, it was just like them just going at it, and then, I don't know, fucking my friend
they got
him with a good hook. Yeah, they were just roughhousing too much, and then he's just on the ground, almost in the fetal position, fucking shaking and stuff.
I got still hurts a little bit. Axel and I and Ray and I did body blows at the park earlier.
Yeah.
And Ray and I, it was more just like no one was really hitting each other. We were trying to hit each other, but, like, nobody really could because we were just, like, running away. Or at least I was. And he kept smacking my punches. But Axel and I, so the first time we just, like, hit each other a couple times and we weren't really going hard. The second time I went in hard because I was going after Ray Ray. And Ray Ray was just kind of, like, swinging. And he, like, hit me a couple times. It wasn't, like, super hard because I don't think he was going hard. But Axel fucking smoked me in the left side. Right? So I'm like, oh, gets my ribs. And I, like, crunch over my left, exposing my right. And he just, like, glances off my liver. And, like, I take one step back, and I'm on the ground. I'm like, oh, you got my liver. And I was like, oh. And it was, like, that moment of just, like, what just happened to me? Like, what just happened to me? And my body felt like it just, like, stopped working. And I got back up. And the next time he left his... Was it your left or your right side?
It was my left side.
Yeah, he left his left side open, and I dipped down and threw, like, not an uppercut, but, like, a lower hook to kind of go up.
Yeah.
Bless you.
He put some power in his legs.
I put some power in there.
Yeah.
And right as it landed, he was like, oh! Ooh, yeah.
That was good, you know.
I felt bad right away because I like, you know, you get like a good punch and you feel it, like it goes through your hand. Yeah. I felt that and I was like, oh shit, I got him good. And then we're walking to like, what was it, Arco or something?
Yeah, just some liquor.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah, some liquor store. And he's like, yo, that shit low key kind of still hurts. And I was like, same, bro. Both sides still fucking hurt. And
to this day, my side hurts.
To this day! To this day!
You good, Ray?
Jared, you haven't talked a lot.
Neither is Ray.
When was the first time you kissed a boy? I know you got mono.
Alright, next subject.
Oh, shit. My bad.
No comment.
Well, the year was 1955, alright?
The year was 2048.
Alright, Ray, you got a serious topic for us?
There's a rat in the room.
There's a where?
A what?
What?
A what? What?
Can you continue?
Did you say a rat?
No.
Oh, shit. It's a rat. Okay, had to do it.
Alright, serious topic.
Okay, see. I was gonna continue with the fight, but sorry.
Oh. I don't know, bro.
You fucking suck.
You know, it's...
We've already been going 20 minutes. Probably the saddest.
We've already been going 20 minutes? That's good.
That's good. Yeah. It's not funny seeing old drunk people fight. And also sad. It's like, dude... Like, you're
Silky
old
Silky Sullivan's, you mean?
Silky Sullivan's?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I'll talk about that. Silky Sullivan's. Okay. Anyone who's listening... I don't have a huge following right now. But... No, it's hot. Hey, let me get a whiff. Blow it this way.
No, good.
It smells like Crazy Nacho.
I like that.
Smells like Crazy Nacho. Speaking of which, this podcast is sponsored by...
This podcast is sponsored by Skillshare.
This podcast is sponsored by Honey.
We wish.
Use discount code HOMEROOM.
What's that wallet that everyone's been sponsored by on YouTube right now?
Ridge Wallet?
Ridge Wallet. This,
what?
Okay. Personally, I like the titanium, but, you know, that's just me. Nah. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Silky Sullivan. So, Silky Sullivan's is a bar. And...
To this day, I don't even know what the fuck it is. I know it's a bar.
It's a bar.
And I know it's for washed out white people, right?
Washed up, like, sad people go. That are past their prime. Like, past their prime happiness.
So, like, a bunch of quarterbacks from high school.
Right? A bunch of quarterbacks.
Basically, yeah.
Like,
people who aren't content with their kids. Like, in the most...
Your dad go, or what?
No. My parents don't drink.
Ah, so that's the only thing stopping them.
What?
They probably just go and talk.
They just go and talk, dude.
And, like, there's good people that go there. I'm not saying that all people. It's just the stereotype is, like, once you go there, it's like, I don't even know what to compare it to. Like, once you go there, you never come back the same.
It's like, you know, that's you now. That's you.
You're Silky Sullivan's.
Yeah.
You can take the man out of Silky Sullivan's, but you can't take the Silky Sullivan's out of the man. Mm-hmm. It's like that shit.
Preach.
Yeah. Anyway. How do you think you're going to die?
I think I'm going to die via car crash.
Really?
I'm straight up going to be honest with you. I don't think I'm going to die out of old age. I think I'm going to die between the age of 45, 53, car crash.
It's not good.
I feel like I'm going to get shot for maybe not my fault, maybe my fault, or I'm just going to die of cancer or some shit like that.
Big gangster guy over here.
Nah, dude.
I'm not scared of cancer.
Nah, what if somebody's like going to fucking mug me and I try to act tough and next you know he gets the better of me?
What's the percentage of mugs that end in death?
A lot.
Is it a lot?
A lot. I don't fucking know, dude.
There's a lot. Maybe not death, but there's a lot of shootings because people...
Would you say like 20-30%?
They pull a gun.
Yeah, they don't want to shoot you.
And once you pull a gun, you basically have two options. If they're not giving you your shit, you have to shoot them because then you're going to get in fucking big trouble.
Yeah. Maybe he's not trying to kill me. He shoots me in the leg, but he shoots
a lot of it. A lot of it is like people who are ordered to mug people and they don't know what they're doing. Or at least that's stereotype, but like... And then they get scared and they just... It just happens. You know, your adrenaline takes over. But I think, honestly, like, I'm not scared to die, but I'm scared to, like... Oh, okay. That's not true. Everyone's scared to die.
I'm scared to die preemptively.
Not everyone.
I'm like, before...
Time out. Yeah, everyone's scared to die preemptively.
Everybody doesn't want to die.
That's what I was gonna
obviously.
Say.
But people who have lived, like, past 80 know they've had... Know they've had a good life, and they're not as scared of death.
They're content.
They're content.
I'm not scared
of
dying.
But they're not... happy.
But I'm not ready to die yet.
Obviously
like
not yet.
Fucking 18.
I think I'm gonna die
of like either a heart disease or
that run in the family?
Diabetes.
Not diabetes.
That runs in the
diabetes.
Damn it. Insulins.
Insulins.
The neck discolorations.
I don't got any insulins. My palms are all dry.
I don't think I'll die in any car crash. I think I'll definitely die of natural causes, but...
This guy.
A natural cause. This
big white guy over here.
Maybe... Well, I feel like I have some hereditary problems in my family.
Damn,
that will probably... It's probably going to be of some disease of some sort. I don't know.
Cancer one in the family?
No. I think my grandfather has skin cancer.
Ooh.
So,
excuse
I don't know if my mom does.
Don't go outside then, bro.
Don't go outside.
Maybe that's why you wear so much lotion. Bro,
stay inside.
Guess, let,
get oh, but he's going to be cancer from not having enough vitamin. What's it?
Vitamin D is what the sun gives you.
Vitamin D.
That's why so many Londoners are depressed. They don't get a lot of vitamin D because it's so
cloudy. Hold on.
It's not why they're fucking depressed.
I forgot what the percent is of Washington people, but they have the highest rate of depression in Washington.
That's just because
Washington seems like a nice
someone
state.
Just knocked on
Washington?
Someone just knocked state. On your shit.
I feel like Oregon's probably the most.
I think someone did.
It's not knocking.
In my opinion, Oregon is probably one of the most beautiful states.
You know, Florida's the oldest state.
Did you just say?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
What is?
Florida.
No, it's not true.
No, it is not the oldest. As in,
the first state was Delaware.
No. That's what I mean by state. Like not established states. I mean like population.
That makes sense. People. Everybody goes to fucking Florida to retire for some reason. What good shit happens in Florida?
Pitbull.
Honestly,
the car scene.
Pitbull.
Not the car scene.
Pitbull. You know what?
Used cars.
I'm sorry.
You say Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
Got a shit.
Take it.
Where he's having a shit.
He's gonna take a shit.
Like I should totally. Like,
are you gonna send us a picture?
The phone's there, bro.
You better send me a picture.
Should I stop it?
No, just keep going. No one cares. Okay. No one cares, buddy.
Bro.
Hey, bro, just take it in with you.
Yeah, bring it with you. Record it.
It's gonna be
weird. No, don't record your shit.
Oh wait, he can't hear us. Dumbass.
Dumbass.
Okay. So that Raver guy. God damn.
Fuck that guy.
Dude.
Seriously, dude. Fuck that guy. We're literally just using him for his house.
He probably hears us.
I'm just kidding. It's a prank. It's not like Zach right now.
Bad news bears, bros. There's someone showering.
Oh shit.
I always wait last minute.
Oh. Bro, just take a shit outside. Take a shit outside, blame it on the dogs.
Why did they take such a massive shit? Someone's gonna walk outside.
Oh shit.
I think it's sad when you can tell he did shit from the dog shit. Like, you know, a hobo shit in the dumpster. Like,
remember the video of the girl who recorded, like, a voice memo and sent it to someone to have him come pick her up?
Oh, no, yeah, I get and, it.
And, like...
No, sorry.
I just took a shit in my boyfriend's bathroom.
No, in my boyfriend's, like, cat's litter box. And, and he's like, why'd you take a shit in my cat's litter box? It's like, I figured what he
said. My cat's been dead for a week.
So.
And she's like, it wasn't me. It was like, my cat's been dead for a week.
Yeah.
Right, so she killed the cat.
No.
Oh my.
Right.
She shit in the litter box.
She
blamed it on the cat, but she didn't know the cat's been dead for a week.
That's tough. So she's how the fuck would you shit in a litter box?
Maybe the bathroom was closed by the guy showering.
Then go outside. Fucking find a bush.
I don't know.
I feel like the last. I would
never
shit
in a litter box.
I would
shit my pants before I shit in a litter box.
I would shit in a litter box and then I would change the litter.
But that's
is there ever going to be a point in your life where you shit, like, in a bush or anything?
Yes,
done that. Of course.
I've already done that.
I want to live in a van. There's got to be a point where that's going to happen.
The fuck do you want to live in a van?
Well, I don't want to live in a van with no fucking bathroom.
Remember when Scarlett did it when we went to Big Bear?
You're a homo.
Trust me, dog.
You're a homo.
I want to do it.
That was same.
Bro, I'm going to rip ass this whole time. I swear to God. Nope, my fart. I might poop.
Why the fuck does a McDonald's have a messaging system?
McDonald's?
Okay, let's get a little bit controversial here. All right, not too controversial. But how do we feel
about Kanye 2020?
Nope.
No, EDP. Get that
pussy. I mean, he's going to be president, so I don't really want to talk about
obviously.
That. I think it's crazy that he's balding.
He's been balding.
He's bald.
Like his whole career.
Yeah.
His
no,
whole career.
But like,
he's balding. Bald.
No, he
he's
was
like bald.
No, he's
yeah.
bald. Yeah.
He's bald by choice or is he's not? He's bald by choice.
It was. Now it's not a choice.
Almost threw
that up. That must seem so disgusting.
He's young dude.
Everyone oh. listening.
They meant bald.
Hearing a burp?
No.
That doesn't make me queasy.
Well, no, but like.
Fuck that.
Build up.
You know what was the grossest thing?
Dude, The only he's, thing.
No, no, no. This guy sneezed in his arm.
Oh, you didn't.
And the booger was on his skin. All nonchalant. He's like, look. and I'm like,
I could be like, look.
I didn't care that I seen a booger. If okay. it was in your shirt, all right, say it before you forget your idea.
Okay, thank you.
But then.
I don't know why I even thought I knew he was going to do that.
So drown.
Okay, so you know, like, the politically correct term for, like, I don't even know what to say. Midgets, as they used to be called, is little people.
No, that is not.
It's not the political. No, well, deadass
it's
is.
It's the politically correct term. But in my opinion,
In my opinion, that's worse than midgets, because you're making them like less of a person. Like,
I guess they're
a little
to...
person. I mean, they're just a person. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
But I just
like if I was, and if that's what they want to be called, go ahead. Like, it's their right.
I don't think it's just.
I just feel weird saying it.
I just don't think it's like what. The word little people means, or like the way you interpret it, I think it's just the way it's been used in the past, because retard used to be a medically
hang on
let me continue.
This is all fine. If
we're canceled.
Retard used to be a medically appropriate term to describe someone's IQ.
Mental
retardation used to be the actual term, but since the word retard was used derogatory term.
That's gay.
It's just not good anymore. So now, intellectual disability is what people usually define.
What is it now?
Intellectual disability.
Okay, I thought you said some
word. No, differently abled. I'm not even fucking around.
Really?
Handicapped people. No, like handicapped people. Like, you can't say they have like
disability.
But you're supposed to say they're differently abled.
Differently abled.
That one makes sense.
Yeah, that one
because
makes
sense.
Because
they're differently abled.
I never heard that one, but I've heard intellectual disability.
Little person sounds like a slur. Like, that sounds like something
wrong.
What to
you? I don't think so.
I think people maybe 4'6 and below. I feel like people who are like 4'6 to 4'10, they'll probably call themselves a midget because they're like, oh, look, I'm underneath 4'10. That makes me
a legal midget.
But people below, they probably would want to be called a little person, or they probably have dwarfism. But I would hate to be called a dwarf,
yeah,
if anything.
I just
that's probably the worst.
You know what the best term to call them people? People. It's not that hard.
When he said them people, I'm like, yeah, it's already gone off to a bad.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say that, but I meant like,
just
I saved myself when I said people.
Just don't.
Just call them
people. You know what I mean? Like,
you're
I don't know why we have to. Like, okay, listen, I'm not a PC person. Like,
I'm not.
There's certain things that you don't say in public. There's things you shouldn't say in private.
Yeah.
All right? But, like, me having to. Like, if someone's trans, and I don't know they're trans, it shouldn't be, like, my responsibility to know, you know, like, if I say the wrong pronoun, like, I'm not going to say the wrong pronoun again on purpose if you ask me not to.
Yeah.
But, like, the first time, can't get mad at me.
You weren't trying to
hurt
anybody's
feelings.
Yeah, and like with Scarlett, we even told her.
Like, how hard was I trying last time to be, like, I was trying so
it's
hard.
It's just a hard thing
to
be.
It's hard to get used to.
Especially when you've known somebody
else. It's hard to get used to,
else.
And it's good that Scarlett's understanding that it's going to take us time to get used to that, but
we
eventually will.
How parents are like, it's one thing we've known them for months, years, but parents known them from birth, you know, like they
for
fucking,
14 years
however long 15. They've fucking been alive
15
and
15.
Now their own, you know, offspring wants to say they identify something else. That must be something else.
Yeah, I feel you.
I don't know, dude. I think I just beat my child. I'm kidding.
So, Brayden, what was that question you asked Axel? You won't.
No. Let's not get into that.
Which one?
The.
Which one?
No. The blowjob or in the ass.
Oh.
No, I don't want to do that one.
Yeah.
I don't want to put anybody on blast like that.
You can't get y'all flamed.
Yeah, I can't get y'all. I can't get y'all fucking.
Just because someone doesn't love their kids. So
yeah.
I say one thing that's like not politically correct that I think. I won't stop saying is like that's gay, because I don't mean to be mean. Like, I'm not gonna, I don't mean that's gay as in being gay is a bad thing, even though technically that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I don't know, that's gay.
I mean, I think you literally mean it like
that
what they're doing is bad, but like, you're not saying being gay is
the,
bad.
The thing is,
it's just ingrained in your memory. It's
hard
to stop saying.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's like all the boys
like,
when you
like,
think
River
about it,
up the,
I'm
like,
going to be
band.
Honest.
What?
I know,
last podcast that
I know that
started.
I shouldn't say the
saying
word
what?
Retard. Like, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I do, I'm like, hey, like, I gotta stop, but I can't. Like, it's literally, it's
there,
like
there are words you can't say, but there's gotta be situations where it's all right.
Yeah. A good joke.
I think. I don't think we should say. I don't think retard should be like socially acceptable anymore because it is. It's pretty bad. Yeah. But like, I think it's like unanimously like accepted that we shouldn't say that. But it's so hard now because like you've grown up your whole life like in the locker room and shit where you're like you're saying that.
My mom calls me a retard.
Yeah, and other things.
Hey, you're just differently able,
bro. I should say that it's like actually Mom, differently abled.
It's differently able.
Well, Ray said the
I don't give a fuck what it posted. Is. You're a retard.
Shit, that's fucked up.
It was the one about Scarlett, and he brought up the fact that I was like
she
saying
no, me.
Damn.
Yeah. When you said Scarlett, I
jump
wasn't
into PC.
Hey, he just, you know, he just did. He just assumed your gender. Oh. You just assumed your gender. He does.
He definitely abled.
Definitely.
This homie's respect.
All right, go.
He brought up like that.
You know what?
Kids
I
at the lunch tables were always saying, you're gay, you're retarded, this and that. But girls never really fucking did that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, that's something we grew up with. Because like,
you, all right, this is another weird thing. I just thought about it right now. You don't see, this is weird. the people posting that you shouldn't say slurs.
This isn't gonna end well.
relates
we're
with that.
Modern Warfare and shit.
You're playing Modern Warfare with the boys, and you're saying these terms. You don't see a guy posting like Instagram stories saying you shouldn't say slurs. No, I'm not talking about the N-word.
Okay.
I'm talking about retard. I'm talking about saying retard, and that's gay.
Stuff like that.
And that's it.
Okay. This is what I have a problem with.
I have never
encountered somebody who grew up playing like GTA, Call of Duty, all that with the boys, right? Saying all the heinous shit you could say to
Bro, I said I raped someone, like, on Xbox the other day.
Yeah. I got banned from Xbox because
I
said
Tom,
Obama raped
I called
them.
Tom a whore.
Yeah.
I never played any games like that, so I never understood.
Yeah,
you're not into those kind of games.
Not really.
I really
but
don't like...
God plays inverted.
Like,
can you believe that?
Shut up. Like, a night or two ago, we were on Search and Destroy in Call of Duty. I was with Zach, one of his cousins, Elijah, and Leaf.
You're playing without us?
Damn.
Damn, this guy doesn't even fucking invite us.
Where's my gallon?
Well, it was Zach.
Oh, I was blame it on Zach. Blame it on Zach.
Oh, yeah, because he invited me to it.
Your mom.
Hello?
Shut up, Xbox.
Okay, anyway.
My God.
Hey, Siri.
So, since I never understood any of this, it was really shocking to me that
we were just going
right shields and melee, but these people were getting pissed at us. Or no, I can think it's because Elijah started it, but at some point, one of them, someone on the other team just started spamming the N-word like millions of times. And it was weird for me to hear some of that stuff, but I mean, you guys.
I've never done that. Like,
I've never spammed that. You know, I've done it a few times. You know, you know when you die because you can only hear them for a few seconds.
Yeah.
I'll say it, you know.
You know what? But you admitted you were wrong, and you stopped saying it.
It's not a right thing to say. But it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's like it's wrong. That's a part of the culture, but it's a part of the culture.
My thing has always been you should never insult someone with a slur like that. Like saying you're gay is different than saying you're that word. It's a lot different.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Yes, it is a lot different.
We're saying gay right now,
and we're not saying the other one. We're not saying the other word.
It's because the N word is. They're both
can you
bad.
Say, what word are you talking about?
I don't know.
What N word?
N word.
N word.
Looks like
the
name of a country.
They're
with
both
another
bad.
G.
It's that one country that happens
to
Niger. You're talking about the country Niger
with another similar G. To the name Nigeria. Or Niger, yeah. How do you pronounce that country? Is it Niger?
I always, by the way, any time in World Geo, I got like the shakes. Every single time.
But in Latin lit. But in Latin lit.
But in Latin lit.
Can I say it?
Shut up.
Can I
Shut
say
up.
It? This way, this? Can I say Miss Teacher, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I can read it.
I was joking. No, because she... No, that was stupid. Because she said that one of y'all could say it. And I was like, what the fuck is the difference between that? They're not black. I was like, what the fuck?
All right, don't say her name, but I love that teacher.
I love that teacher. That's my favorite. Okay, honestly, I would not have done as well in school if I had not been in that class. Honest.
Her and Miss Earl are two favorite teachers.
She didn't treat me like a mom. She didn't act like a mom to me, But she did act like
she didn't
a person. Take shit. Yeah, and she didn't take shit from me. But she was also just a caring teacher.
Yeah,
which made me feel nice.
One of the teachers that I have so much more respect for now is
your mom.
Just let him talk.
You're really funny. God damn, I take your fifth one today. Anyway.
You should have seen the look of disappointment in his eyes. It was so funny.
We're all talking to him. Like, your mom?
We were playing poker earlier, and he made a joke, and he's like, oh my God, look at that face. He was like excited, and both you and me were like, no, I was. That was like so not funny.
See, okay, here's, can I explain why? Like, okay. No. I've grown up, one of my many.
I'm gonna cut this
one off. Of my things. No.
We're cutting
no,
this up.
No, one of my many things.
Clap.
Was funny. Funny, dude. Funny.
This is anyways. This is funny. This is comedy.
God damn it. Anyways, I used to be able to piss people off really easily. Uh-huh. I still am. But, like, I don't know. I can't control it sometimes. Sometimes I'll just do it on purpose. And I'm like, damn, see that face? He's pissed. Like, with him and Earl. Damn, that was no, that was funny.
I hated that. I hated that one so much. It was so bad. It wasn't even that funny. Angry.
No, what was funny? It wasn't what I was saying that was funny. What was funny is how mad you get. You'd be like, and we're playing like Splix online, and you'd be, and he'd get off.
He gets so remember.
He'd get mad to the point where he'd just leave, and then wouldn't talk to me. And then I'd be like, bro, lit, calm down.
You're like, damn, why are you so mad today, yeah,
he got me back, so by the mad, way. Dude? That was the best feeling, though, because I knew how hard you were trying to get me back. I was like, damn, I got him good. I got this guy good. Like,
I wasn't even trying. You're oh, so dumb. You're so dumb. You're stupid.
That whole day.
I wasn't trying,
bro,
at all.
That whole day.
I was just like, saying, no, you were trying so hard to prove. I was just like, Brandon, why are you so
bro,
mad
you got today? Me. No, you got me.
No, I was trying to act like I was being trying
no,
to
you
act
got me, but
no,
you,
no.
I'm gonna finish. You fucking, okay, by the way, the days before you figured out to do that, he kept trying to do it. Oh, that's funny. I'm like, nice, dude. And he get even more mad. And then he finally did that, and he just stuck the dagger in. So what he'd do is like, why are you mad? And I'm like, I'm not even mad. And I thought he was serious at first, so that's what fucked me up. And then he kept saying, I was like, I'm not even mad. And then I got mad.
I'm usually not good at insulting people, but if it's the right time, I can get someone really good. I did it to you.
Hitting
I said something
Trump
to Lily, and I forget what you said to me. But I said
I
back to you.
I don't remember what you said, but I remember.
But I said to you, I'm like, who the fuck asked?
You got
pissed. That was like one of the best times I got you. I'm usually not good at that, but it had to be the right
Do you remember the look I gave him?
No, I don't remember this time.
I don't remember the look you gave me, but you like looked away. You're
like this. I was like this. I went.
I remember you looked away. You're like.
I looked back at him. I looked back at him. Didn't even laugh. I was like.
This is fucking
and
hilarious.
This was when I was. I don't know if I should say it, but this is when I was involved with one of the people in our group, right? And. He got me good, and everyone was laughing. And it's when we were first, like, talking.
Yeah.
That embarrassed the shit out of me. I was pissed. I was real pissed.
It made me look bad in front of you.
Damn, it was bad. It was bad. And then, oh, fuck. I'm so tired, bro.
Okay.
I had
it's 3:45.
I had a cloak in bed. All right, yesterday.
What?
I closed last night, and then I opened today at 8:30.
Sick cloak.
Clopin.
No,
fucking clopin.
That's an industry term, bro.
I've never fucking heard that in my life.
But why clopin today?
I was telling a story before we got here.
Okay, teacher.
What was it? Oh, so the teacher I have the most respect for is, I won't say her name, but my English teacher somewhere.
Yeah.
You know her.
I love her.
Yeah.
It was just because. It was just because this was when you were having issues with a living situation, and she was like really trying to help you with it, and I gained so much more respect for her.
Oh, he's stupid.
That's
what you're talking about.
No.
Fuck you.
What the fuck?
Actually, you got a rebuttal?
Dude, not even. Not no wrong. Rebuttal right now, dude.
Axel's actually very intelligent. He's just stupid because he never went to fucking class ever.
Hey, dude.
Ever.
It's not my fault I had a free fourth.
I'd be like,
shut up! Oh my god!
No, free fourth day. We had me and Ray Ray and Dawson and Miguel.
I missed that guy.
I miss all those guys.
I miss that group, man.
Yeah, that group was lit. And we go to Duke's.
You're not! You're not there!
This kid, we call ourselves free fourth gang, and this kid would think he's in the group, but he had a fourth period, and he'd never go. And then this kid's the same guy. At the end of the semester, that's like,
hey, can you pass me? And the dude's like, I don't even know who you are. Basically, he was like, who the fuck are you?
Actually,
and it was such an easy class, bro. It wasn't even a real class.
Towards the end of the semester.
What class was it?
It was a club turn class. It was a robotics class.
It was intro to robotics. It was literally the easiest class. I learned
a little bit. Was it pony? It was
all you had to do was come to class.
Pony
chill. Get a seat.
But
I actually really did like him as a teacher my sophomore year because I had him for Earth.
I never had him. I feel like he'd be a pretty good teacher.
He was fun.
I probably would have had him for physics if I.
He's very emotional. He's a very like upfront guy.
Yeah,
that's
why
I like.
I felt bad about leaving. I was really excited to be in his class, and then I had to transfer my English class.
We have so many stories about him.
Yeah.
I remember when the everything about school shootings was going on. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's good.
Oh, I was excited to be in his class, but you know, I never showed up.
Do you guys don't get yearbooks, do you?
Huh?
Your mom gets yearbooks.
No, I didn't get a yearbook.
Yeah,
I never got a yearbook.
Well, there's a teacher.
It's a white thing.
By the way, what are they going to put in the yearbook this year?
Did you not get it?
What?
Just your
No. This next year.
No.
I don't
know.
It's
all
online. Nothing. Like,
your,
oh, sure, yeah.
Your best, screenshot of you just like flexing in it.
No, just screenshots of Zooms with
just
like backs. With people in like with the Pac-Man graphic phone because they're Samsung.
Do you know the name of the teacher? He in the yearbook he always gets two pictures: one of his actual face and the one with like a unicorn thing on.
No.
What?
He does it all the time. I don't want to say his name.
Your mom.
Subject.
Sorry.
So I don't know. English? He did English.
No.
Because I was going to say, I transferred into his class and Zach had him. My sophomore year. And Zach really liked him because he really didn't get that much work. But I had, I forgot who I had. Oh, it's because I dropped one of my periods, so I was going to lose the teacher that I mentioned earlier. I really didn't want to. So I had to switch my schedule around, but I almost had him.
Honest?
But then he dropped that class, so.
How you doing, dude?
Shit, bro.
You've been at
it. This is like the third time Larry's left.
Scarlet quote. I have to take a shit.
Dude, it's like when you see...
Guys, like we need to stop. I have to take a shit. We're 5 minutes away. You're going to cost us like $40 extra. I have to take a shit. I have to do it.
Why are you talking to the...
It's like when you see talking...
I have to take a...
Don't do that.
That's going to be so...
No, dude, that's terrible.
It's like when you see a duck and say, duck.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this whole thing about I have to take a shit with Scarlet is, right? Is we went on a trip to Big Bear, right? Which...
I think we should save this.
We need to talk about that.
I think we need to save this for when she's here.
Yeah? Okay.
It's funnier when she's here, because then she's going to get all... It's going to be funnier. All right. We're going to say that for another episode.
I'll just say the gist. Had to take a shit next to the house. Couldn't hold it. Took a shit in the RV. We had to empty out the fucking tank again. And
Cost $40.
We had to turn it in by a certain time, so we were late. But Scarlett took a shit literally a minute before we reached the house. And there was... You couldn't hold it for another minute.
I had to take a shit.
And then, funny thing, she took a shit and we didn't even know until she came
out
of the bathroom.
Fat shit.
And we're like, you took a shit? And she's like, yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like we had the tanks empty and everything, right? All of the septic tanks.
I had to take a shit.
And we made her empty it.
Yeah.
Where did you guys put it?
I see we're on the yeah, road. It's illegal to do
that's
that, but
fucking
we,
nasty.
We
dude.
Went to different car washes and stuff, and none of them had the thing that almost all the self car washes have, where you could dump all the stuff.
Yeah.
There was none, so we're like, fuck it. There's a sewer
do
thing.
Do what Russia
next to our
does.
House.
Do what Russia does. Just go to a lake with like hardly any population except for like village people with no phones or no nothing, and just dump all your nuclear waste in there.
Yeah.
And don't tell them. Don't tell them.
That's the best part.
There's increasing like 75% of people are dying of cancer now before the age of 40. But hey, I don't know what's going on.
Oh shit! Before the age of 40?
Damn, they were growing shit like out of their arms. It was fucked.
It
the
was,
people right around it because it was a bunch of nuclear waste. It was funny.
It was pretty disgusting
Good joke.
To see. I mean, I didn't see the shit, but I saw like
the
liquid on the ground, like the piss.
Oh.
Like running into the sewer.
Talk about it.
But what was worse is he had she.
What was it?
Stepped
he at the
in
time.
It
now it's a she.
He at the time. But I'll just say she.
Yeah.
Stepped in it. Like it wasn't bad, but it was like after it had already drained, but there was just the imprint on the ground. So she stepped in it and stepped in the RV.
It's fucking nasty. Yeah,
have you guys seen that video? It's like
you're Tim DMT?
What are you, Joe Rogan?
Hey.
Hey, a buddy of mine.
Marquez Brownlee. The Marquez Brownlee and Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah, I don't.
I only saw a clip of it. Honestly, the only podcast I've seen.
No disrespect to Joe Rogan. It's very overrated. Very overrated.
You think so?
Yeah.
I've only seen clips, and I've seen the Mike Tyson one fully. It's the only one I've seen fully. I liked it. It was enjoyable. It's cool to have like different guests on the show from so many different backgrounds, and I'm talking about whatever they are talking about, and it's cool to see that. You know, he's talking to fighters.
I have a theory.
He's talking to Spider-Man. I don't know why he says
Spider-Man. Spider-Man, how you shoot those webs?
Oh shit! You ever tried DMT? I like how we always Spider-Man. Those Spider-Man. Drugs.
You ever done DMT?
Spider-Man. I like when he gets all close. Jamie, pull that out.
Hey.
Jamie.
Hey, just keep that mic close to you. Every time, bro. Hey, don't be afraid to keep that mic close to you, you know? We gotta hear you. Bro, fucking bullshit. You can hear, that's why you have a mic. You don't need to be it close, even though I'm doing the same shit right now. But, yeah.
That's
yeah. Honestly, this has been a fire podcast.
Yeah.
Been doing
yeah.
good.
Almost been an hour.
Yeah. We should be leaving in like 7 minutes. So.
Check this out.
Oh, shit.
I told my dad's gonna be here soon.
I don't think they're really stressing. I think they just want you out of here before 11.
Well, I have to leave by 11 anyway, but
yeah.
Should I leave at 10?
No, you need to be home by 11.
Yeah.
All right.
What I'm leaving at 10.
So you never got tested, shit. But you may think you have ADD.
Yeah. Not ADHD, shit.
Just ADD.
Honestly, because my biggest problem is I'm always shaking my leg at some point.
Have you got tested? Do you have ADHD for sure?
I have ADHD.
I have ADHD, but I also think I have OCD.
I have ADD, but now they call it ADHD.
Well, there's a difference. ADD means...
I'm ADD.
ADD means you constantly move and you can't stay still,
yep.
But ADHD...
You ever see me in the fucking halls?
Yeah.
I'm just walking back and forth.
Like a fucking crackhead.
Yeah.
ADHD means you're always hyper.
So do you have ADD or ADHD?
Can't calm down.
Well, it's branches. ADD is a branch of ADHD, so if you
yeah.
have ADD, you have ADHD.
Okay.
It's just more specific.
I thought it was the other way. I thought if
no.
you...
I don't fucking know. Abnormal.
ADD.
I'll look this up later. Specific. I will look this up and entertain you guys on the next podcast.
The, okay, so... I think a good closing topic.
Don't use your phone, just in case.
A good closing topic is like, okay. What do you guys think of the current political climate? Like, of how everything.
I seen a post and it was funny. It was like,
political
you,
what?
You can't say you're voting for someone without bringing up the other opponent's name.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm voting for Biden because I don't like Trump.
Uh-huh.
Or I'm voting for Trump because
I
don't like Biden. I
don't know why it has to be like. And honestly, both sides are to blame. And if either side says that it's just the other side, that why our country is so divided, it's bullshit.
Okay.
I saw something recently.
And I know, yes, one of the people who we're not going to name is a racist, sexist piece of shit. All right? We're not going to... We all know who we're talking about. And the other guy is a shady dude and is kind of dumb. They're both dumb, but... People think he has cognitive issues, but
we're not saying the name
so,
of the people.
So
the
Trump is the racist one, obviously.
Well, yeah, but like, why are you? We, like,
I don't know.
Saying
I don't
we can't
piss anybody
say,
off.
Well, I mean, okay.
Look,
let's,
there's
okay,
things bad. There's
we're,
things
okay,
bad
before we can, before we continue, this is a disclaimer. First of all, there's gonna be a lot of swearing in this.
We're
but
just
also,
fucking kids.
Yes, we're kids. We don't know enough about this stuff. This is just our opinion.
Don't
please
roast
don't
us,
shit
please.
On us because. We're this young.
We're allowed to have opinions.
We're allowed to have
opinions,
but that doesn't mean you have to come at us for
fire.
Anyway,
shut the
so
fuck up.
With that disclaimer out of the way, there's something
talking
I saw earlier
culture.
About Trump. People blaming Trump because he, or not just Trump, but like the Republican government not handling coronavirus seriously.
Yeah.
Not taking the precautions. I kind of agree with that. I do think the government hasn't done enough, especially with like testing. And everything.
But
at the beginning, they weren't testing enough people. But they don't want to fund that.
Yeah.
But it's not just that. The United States is stupid. We don't know what we're doing. We think this is all going to blow over. It's just another flu. No, we haven't had this. We haven't had coronavirus before. I mean, we have, but it's a different branch.
Yeah, it's something different. Especially.
Yeah, it's a new strain of the coronavirus.
It's not like 1917, I think it was 1918, where the Spanish flu. It's not the same because it's a different. It's a completely different culture, completely different time of
yeah.
like kids. It's just, I can't even explain. It's just such a different time.
Yeah.
Where everybody
call
wants to go out.
Pee.
But the coronavirus is way different than what we're expecting. It's pretty bad. I mean, it's not pretty bad, but we're not taking it seriously enough, and it's making it seem worse than it should be.
It was sad that we couldn't handle it because
we had all
so
the
many examples
months ahead of
we
China.
We were looking at
Italy
and China. Yeah, and they we were literally we said like we were 2 months behind China, and now look at us. They're completely fine. They're all back to normal, and here we are. Korea's
like chilling right now.
Yeah, Japan handled it.
Wuhan did.
First of all, Japan's a fucking island. It's kind of easy for them to not as long as they just don't let anybody in. Like, you're chilling. Like, what's
maximum
gonna happen?
Maximum recording time on Anchor is 60 minutes. So we gotta wrap this up.
I mean, we could just start a new one.
Well, I could.
Okay.
Yeah,
It won't matter because your voice will be picked up by all the mics anyways.
Yeah.
It'll be a little.
Yeah, we can. We have this too that goes.
Facts.
Yeah, that goes as far as the
yeah. So we'll just use that. Or but if we'll that, whatever we'll whatever comes first.
Okay. I'll explain later.
Okay.
We'll do that.
So, I think why people are mad at Trump for the way that it's happened is that in the beginning, it was just a very big denial of how big it was.
Yeah.
And
a lot of Republican people.
It's not
people.
That big of a deal. It's not, even though we're watching Italy and we're like, that's not going to happen to us. Even though the other side was like, it's going to happen to us. And, okay, listen. I am not a liberal or a conservative. All right? I'm kind of in the middle.
Just
right?
A kid.
Yeah. I'm just a kid. But, like, I know what I'm about. Like, I'm not. Both sides are stupid. I really hate the Trump side right now just because of.
Yeah.
Everything that's going on, but I do not like Biden at all. Like, if he was running against anybody else, would not vote for him.
I even saw someone who I think is a liberal. They're saying we shouldn't be voting for Biden, but it's better than Trump, so we should.
Yeah. It's a tough, but
yeah.
It seems like this
it's only voting for one because he's just barely better than the other one.
It's tough. Andrew's just so divided. Like, the minute you find out, I feel like nowadays, the minute you find out somebody is one thing, you automatically like have a
hatred for them.
Hatred for not hatred, but like something against them. Like, oh, they're not as cool as I thought they were.
Them.
But that's not how it should be, you know.
I feel like opinions. I'm the same. I'm kind of in the middle, but
hateful,
I feel I'm in the middle, but I feel like I'm a little bit more conservative, but I'm not heavy, obviously, because I really didn't like all the conservatives protesting against coronavirus, like wearing masks and everything. Like, we can't breathe. Shut up. Come on. It's not that bad.
Oh, fuck.
Not that one.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was shit.
You
can't say that.
We're not talking about that one.
Yeah.
No, this is about the conservatives. Yes.
That's not what we were saying.
Yeah. Anyway, conservatives not being able to not be in the masks. Come on, it's a mask. It's not that bad.
It's a medical condition. It's a medical condition. I cannot wear a mask or I will die.
Doctors who perform like fucking hours, like fucking 20-hour surgeries with fucking masks on, like
don't
fucking masks
on. The only thing I understand not being able to breathe in a mask is like when you're exercising and stuff, and they're saying like, yeah, you should take it off then. But still, I mean, I understand that maybe the cotton masks aren't as bad, are worse actually. They're probably harder to breathe in.
What mask you want?
Like, I know, but still.
They're just over dramatic.
Yeah.
Fucking.
And they want to live a life of luxury because America is a free country and they think they have that right. But
it's not
if
even
you're,
a life of luxury. They just want to do it because the left is telling them to do it. Like, they don't want to do it because of who's telling them to do it.
Yeah. And then as well, it's a free country and people think they have the right to do what they want. But it is a free country, but you should still follow the rules because if you don't, then it's going to make problems a lot worse.
Yeah. It's also a free country where we have laws, and if that's a law, you gotta follow it.
Yeah,
and if you don't,
you do have a freedom.
You go ahead and break that law.
You better
accept the punishment.
You do have a freedom of speech, but it's a privilege, not a right.
Yeah.
There will be consequences, and if you don't take those, if you don't take those,
between free speech and hate speech,
it's different. If this is a different situation, but it's not. This is a fucking pandemic.
Yeah.
This is the safety of other people, not just fucking you. This is safety of everyone, and if you don't want to be compliant, you know, there's always gonna be another fucking side of just check.
Has
there
ever been two people to be elected that are just so fucking crazy?
There's like, fuck, dude.
Like,
I mean, Hillary and Trump last time was pretty fucking bad. Like,
I
everybody,
like,
literally the same, it's the same thing. Like, I don't like Hillary, but, like, I hate Trump. Or, like, I don't like Trump, but Hillary's fucking crazy. So, you know, it's just literally, it was the same thing. It's the same, I don't know what the fuck it is that we can't elect normal people, but I think it's, like, okay.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people. Can we move on? Well, I have one more thing to say. Yeah. I heard a lot of people say that the time America turned around is after JFK's assassination. He had the highest approval rating of any president. I think it was 84%, which is really fucking high.
That's high.
That's
get ready to restart it.
Yeah. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Zero.
Alright, it stopped.
Okay, restart, right. restart.
Well, first save. I have to save it. Okay. Name it penis.
Penis.
Add recording penis the episode.
Okay.
Okay, that's that there.
Alright.
Now add. Oh, wait, it's uploading.
Just add.
Alright,
we're back.
Alright, wait, yeah. Clap. Because this is a new recording.
Alright, shut up.
Alright.
Oh shit, I knocked my mic.
3, 2, 1.
Wait, what's
why is this so, do you need to clap once?
I know. No, it's going to make it hard. It's the joke. It's the joke.
Okay. So, fucking hell, dude.
Okay. Hey, you can go that way.
This guy's Tourette's over here. Oh, shit, I can't say that. Wait, can I? Yeah, I can say that. Fuck that.
Okay.
Fuck that. That's 2PC. That's 2PC. I can say Tourette's.
So, you guys know Obama, right?
What the fuck? Let's just not.
You know what makes Taco Obama? Last
name? I like talking political for a little. I just don't want to.
No.
Over.
This is. I don't want. This is something that's been
what's
on my mind a lot.
What's his last name again?
Fuck you.
I made that.
Jared said it like 30 seconds before.
It's like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I saw a post the other day, and it was actually something Cassandra reposted. And it was about. Apparently.
Dude, get the fuck.
I won't say apparently because it sounds bad for me to say that, but like. All the things that under Obama's reign when he drone
reign?
Not reign.
Yeah,
that's
presidency.
That. Presidency when he drone strike like all the people and stuff.
I like that.
And like and like it was the guy in the
district. What are you doing?
Fuck.
Time out. This
shut, up, shut, up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, just pay attention to the next one.
Fuck you.
Okay, yeah. The reign.
The guy
actually didn't know Obama was so bad.
Yes.
All the things why people hated him. Probably because we were younger, we were kids. That was 8 years
and
or 4 years ago.
I was in fourth grade when Obama got reelected.
Damn!
I was in. No, you weren't.
Yeah.
You were
yeah,
in.
He was because.
I was in fifth grade, you're
that's
right. That's 2012. I thought I was in fifth.
We were freshmen when Trump got elected. Which
he
was.
He got elected when I went to kindergarten.
That's crazy.
I remember seeing him getting inaugurated.
I honestly
kindergarten?
I know.
You were in kindergarten?
I was in kindergarten when he got inaugurated.
We were in first grade.
I was in first grade.
That means I was living in. Van Nuys at the time.
Your mom.
I was in Texas.
Bro, at the time.
Keys.
Damn. Didn't even cross the
mind. Keys. Keys
like,
on Van Nuys.
What's the difference?
Fuck yeah, you're like 3 years too late.
And then, okay, so about that thing, Obama doing that. Anyway, I remember seeing something that Obama had called people thugs and no one
Penis?
Said anything about it.
Penis.
And then when Trump called people thugs
well,
about
see, Obama's black.
Not.
So he's allowed to say that.
You notice how I'm ignoring you?
You notice how that's a fact, though?
Oh,
you notice how it's a fact, though?
Anyway, so Obama called people thugs, and no one said anything about it. Then when, but when Trump called people thugs, for I forget what it was.
It was the looting thing.
Oh, yeah, the looting after the
I
whole the whole Black Lives Matter movement started.
I don't like this.
Anyway, he called people thugs, and then everyone shit on him for it. And that's exactly why politics is dumb, because one side is going to hate on the other no matter what the situation is.
Okay. He deserved to get hit. I'm just going to put that out there. Just because of the way he was saying it. Because he was lumping in the protesters with the looters, and he was blaming that for it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's just... Fuck
also,
it. Fuck it. Look,
sorry.
Move on. I like, it's just too risky of a topic, you know what I mean?
We'll stop with politics, but this is another disclaimer.
Penis? Cock and ball torture?
We are
Let's
young.
Let's move on to cock and ball torture.
Shut up. We are young, but we are also ignorant. There's probably a lot of stuff that we don't know, and there's probably a lot more to the bigger story.
Axel was saying in our last podcast, the last one we uploaded when it was just me and Charlotte,
dude, I love that,
that
shit.
We sounded... Oh, yeah, I guess you were in the beginning. Was there any clips where he was in it?
Yeah, you were still in it when I said that. It was just... We sounded a little bit...
Hold on.
It's douchey.
A dyslexic dad walks into a bra.
Stop.
That was a good one.
Okay.
Real
quick.
That was good.
Before we move on, like how you said about we're just ignorant, there's a lot of stuff we don't understand. Like, I think growing up in the position I was in, there was a lot of points where that didn't matter, whatever, you know, like, not to sound mean, but whatever was happening in different countries and stuff, like, it wasn't, in the part I grew up and stuff, it wasn't really our business because we were worried about people going into our houses and breaking in and starvation and stuff like that. So we had our own problems, and it makes me... And that's what makes me ignorant to that subject. But now that I understand that, I'm not living that life anymore. I'm fucking chubby. You know, I don't starve no more.
Yeah.
And but I still
Chubby gang.
I try not to think about it. Maybe it still makes me a bad person for now that I've lived a different life now and like I have time to worry about this
Dude,
subject.
Dude, get the
and
don't.
I don't acknowledge it.
Yeah, I feel bad that there's a lot of stuff today that I don't know about and I'm definitely ignorant on it. But I usually get most of my information from social media just because that will lead to another source. And it's not good to get your information from social media. You should follow.
Social media is so crazy.
Yeah, because social media will take the story and make the wrong way. You should definitely get your sources. Right. You should definitely get your information from legitimate sources.
Okay.
Yes. And do good research on it.
Listen.
Yes.
But I also wouldn't even call news a legitimate source.
Because the news can also take it the wrong way. So you gotta be able to identify a good source.
Okay. New topic. This is probably going to be one of our last topics before we
head politics should stop.
Yeah, that's it.
So let's just lighten it up a little bit.
Why don't you like people looking through your wallet?
Me?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, that's just uncomfortable. Okay, wait. I have a good
really?
I've always wondered.
Yeah, it was just like, not supposed to look at your mom's purse. You know, supposed to look at her screen while she's texting. Just like common fucking decency. Like, mind your fucking business. And it's just like, growing up, my mom was always like, don't flash your money, don't show this off. You know, she's like, a lady one time won the lottery or whatever, she was bragging about it. Next thing you know, the cops found her body on a parking lot at a Walmart or some shit, dead.
Okay.
And so stuff like that. I'm like, I guess I don't want it in bed. Stuff like that.
All right. Fuck.
Dumbass. This guy's dumb.
Man, fuck. I had it. I fucking had it.
Duh.
Imagine being dumb.
Imagine.
Okay, to lighten up the topic,
ADD.
Right? You were saying that.
I
lost it? Dumbass. No.
Oh.
No.
Roast.
You know what?
Different.
You know what?
All right. And my dad's phone. Bye. All right.
Anyway, see you guys. This was a good podcast, right? Adios.
I'm out, boys.
All right, bye.